We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, good Monday, everyone. Gee, where are we now? Mayor Pete out, Tom Steyer out, Joe Biden awake, maybe not, maybe the last part, no. And the coronavirus in the center of the news. You know, over the weekend, the one event I did where there were a number of people, a lot of handshaking, a lot of hugging. I'll get to it a little bit later on, but the Camden County Republicans slash others who came out to protest Nancy Pelosi. Did you know that Nancy Pelosi, because of her, I didn't know this, as Speaker of the House, has snipers on the roof? You know, that's part of the thing. This is like a president. I don't even know if I've seen that with a vice president, but there were snipers. They weren't aiming at us. I mean, they were just there because that's the status of her office. Snipers. Wow. That was a little factoid from it. All right. So Dr. Mark Siegel yesterday was on Breitbart Radio, and I want to play you what he said. And this guy has an impeccable reputation, I think, when it comes to his medical judgment. I mean, the fact that he's on Fox a lot, I guess people will take shots at him. But you've seen him. He's one of the most prominent physicians, most credible physicians slash medical researchers, I would argue, in the country. And throughout the weekend, we still see this narrative. We even have Michael Bloomberg being pushed back by Scott Pelley, of all people, on 60 Minutes, falsely claiming that Trump said the coronavirus was a hoax, which he didn't say. Bill Maher jumps into this and says that Trump will declare martial law, and he speculates whether a public healthcare system like Medicare for All would make it easier to deal with a pandemic. No, it wouldn't. Hospitals would be flooded. Question for you, and I'll play you what Dr. Mark Siegel said. When we talked about this last week, we had a lot of people, Dan, that I think were at a 2 or a 3 as far as level of alarm about this whole thing. I wonder if that's gone up. I don't know too many people that would say it's gone down. I mean, I saw people at this rally. There was one woman there, I think a nurse, that was giving out these sanitary, giant wet ones for germs and all that. And look, I don't think people would have liked it if I'd said, nope, can't do handshaking or hugging or selfies. I can do an elbow bump or something like that. Are we going to be reduced to that? I don't think so. I don't think people expect that. All right, so here is Dr. Mark Siegel. We hope to get him on the show and lay this out. He's on Breitbart Radio yesterday. Here's his analysis of what the Trump administration is doing so far. He thinks it's the best prepared and best acting on any one of these events that we've seen.
I've been handling, Joel, these emerging contagions for about 20 years now, and I have to tell you, I've never seen one handled better. I think that the CDC has learned over the years how to message. Now, they didn't message properly last week when Nancy Messonnier, who I've actually interviewed on the radio and is terrific, started the doom and gloom comment saying it's not a matter of if but when, which back basically was said back in the bird flu days of 2005 to describe a virus that hadn't even jumped to humans yet. And the head of the World Health Organization, which is politically corrupt in my opinion, was out there saying that bird flu is going to kill 100 million. That kind of messaging has been avoided here by our CDC, except in that one instance. And I think that the task force that the president put together, and I'm not commenting on the role Vice President Pence is going to play, because that's fairly new to it. But the rest of the task force are really top players. Of course you're going to have the head of HHS involved, Alex Azar, in running the task force. Well, you have Anthony Fauci, who's one of the top, probably the top infectious disease experts in the country for the last three decades. You have Robert Redfield, head of CDC, who happens to be a virologist. You have Dr. Messonnier, who's actually an expert in vaccines. You have Ken Cuccinelli from Homeland Security, who I interviewed at the airport at Dulles the other day, also very competent and smart. He's an attorney, former Virginia district attorney, but he's attorney general, rather. But he's very, very knowledgeable and tuned into what's going on. I think it's a really capable task force. And by the way, Joel, what have they done wrong? Where's the error? Are they going to blame the death in Washington on the government? I mean, they've been doing exactly what they're supposed to be doing, restricting travel, isolating patients who are sick, and trying to cut down on contact. It's a very hard thing to do when people are pouring in from all over the world. I mean, they could go a step further and demand that the airlines pony up all lists of where you've been because people lie at the airports. But then the government's going to get accused of restricting personal freedom, right?
All right, so that's pretty good. That's the best I was able to find over the weekend into today, summation of this. And that's where we are. But that will not stop the media. That will not stop progressives. And when asked exactly, like Joe Biden, what would you do differently, there's not much. They pivot immediately toward attacking Trump and saying he doesn't know what he's doing. But there's nothing that says exactly what they would change or where they would go. They try to make a claim that he's cut all these offices in the CDC, that's not true. Or that he said it's a hoax, that's not true. But I think the level of concern when you have two deaths, when you see more precautions being taken, when you see around the world, the Louvre was closed. We haven't seen anything major close here. I mean, if they close the floor of the stock market, which was speculated over the weekend, then I think people will get a little bit jittery. Alrighty, 855-839-1210, AT&T and Verizon Wireless. So I asked people on Twitter, have you bought a mask yet? And a lot of people said they had. Now, the Surgeon General and others don't want people buying masks. The idea is to have medical people of one sort or another, or first responders, or call them what you will, that there are not enough masks or may not be enough masks. And the mask won't protect you in that situation. It'll just protect others. That's why the medical people want it. You need that thing with the more of the respirator if you're going to be protected from this. So that's where we are on that front. Of course, on the political front now, all speculation turns to, oh, here comes Joe Biden again. All right, here's Joe Biden, Dan. This will be cut five. And I'm watching this in real time with Chris Wallace. Sleepy Joe, you know, he says to him, boy, how do you get up and do these interviews this early? It was like 9 o'clock in the morning on a Sunday. Listen to what he says here. He boasts that he's not sleepy at the end of the interview. And when he gets on that stage with Trump, he's going to show Trump who's not sleepy. And then he thanks the interviewer. Listen to the thank you to the interviewer.
Yeah, I'm going to resist saying what I feel like saying.
No, go ahead. Don't resist it. Go ahead, Mr. Vice President.
No, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to try to, assign names and insults to the stable genius. This is a guy who doesn't know what he's doing. He doesn't know how to run the country. He is making us more unsafe the way he's responding to the coronavirus. He has done virtually nothing well that I can see. And so I can hardly wait to debate him on stage. I want people to see me standing next to him and him standing next to me. We'll see who's sleepy.
Mr. Vice President, thank you. Thanks for your time. Please come back in less than 13 years, sir.
All right, Chuck. Thank you very much.
All right. It's Chris,
I mean,
anyway.
Chris. I just did Chris. No, I just did Chuck. I tell you what man, these are back to back. Anyway,
no, it's
I don't
okay.
Know how you do it early in the morning too.
Safe travels on the campaign trail. Thank you, sir.
Whenever Biden, Whenever Biden's in trouble, he goes, "Come on, man! It's right there. It's with the man thing right away. It's like the corn pop thing. Man, come on, man! Oh man, how do you do it this early in the morning? God
come
love
on,
you,
man!
Can he get through this next sequence? All right, he might do better than we were expecting the other day. Tomorrow, against Bernie Sanders. Now, you should know this though. It's a weird thing, but I saw analysis of Mayor Pete. 66% of Mayor Pete supporters in various polling, they like Elizabeth Warren. They could go for Elizabeth Warren if not for Mayor Pete. So does that sound like a Joe Biden crowd? That's what we're being told. I think he'll get some kind of bump from this, but the bump from South Carolina, he's going to need a Clyburn, the guy that got him over the top in every state. And he doesn't have anybody like that. So they sent Clyburn to North Carolina, et cetera. I still think Bernie runs the table, California particularly. He will amass enough delegates that he's going to be the clear front runner, but not enough to win on the first ballot in Milwaukee. I think that's what's going to shape up and what's shaking down coming out of this. And if that's the case, I mean, parties try to avoid a broker convention at all cost. But this may be one time where they can't. The odds are going up on that. I'm still thinking they'll do something else. Broker conventions are incredibly dangerous, though, so I don't see that playing out. All right, so at CPAC, now these are the real conservative. I've been at CPAC three times. These are the real conservative base and thick or thin of the party. President Trump engaging the crowd, mocking Mini Mike, doing the whole thing with Bloomberg, hiding behind the or barely peeking over the lectern to say that's what it's like for Mike. They asked him the question, though, who's the most dangerous candidate to defeat President Trump? And 33% of these diehard conservatives said Bernie Sanders. Bloomberg at 23%, Biden at only 9%. Now, that may have been before the final South Carolina result. Might go up a little bit, but still, Bernie is seen as the one. All right, phone lines to get in are 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. You just push pound 1210. By the way, early voting. You know, Democrats love this early voting stuff. Early voting has happened in most of the 14 states, in some huge numbers. So I don't know how anything that Biden did on Saturday would apply to that. It would be minimal. In fact, it hurts him. But they like the early voting thing, and it's going to come around to favor Bernie at this case. All right, side question of the day. A lot of people at the Camden County event were suggesting side questions. They love the side question. And we'll have the Dom Time calendar. It's changed. You guys didn't change it over to March yet. It should be on March. Different picture in there. Somebody should change it. I'm still shooting an arrow. It's still Valentine's
Day. Yeah, I really don't want to get rid of you in a dress.
Thank you very much. Well, it's a different one. It's a mummer's outfit, I think. No, it's not the mummer's outfit. What is March there? It's St. Patrick's Day outfit. There, now that's a striking one.
Oh.
Yes, a really striking one. People love the calendar. I only brought a limited number with me. Couldn't get them out as soon as I got out of the car.
Idiot put it up, taped it up. So okay. It's going to be trouble trying to retape it to the new month. You would think that they would put a push pin in it, right?
Right. Yes.
I don't know what the idiot was thinking that put it up there. Damn.
Thank you very much. All right. Well, let's get Joe on that right away to rectify that error here. Yes. It's like we need a board meeting on that. So we'll have the calendar. Thank you, all the people that won it one at the big rally, the Trump Country rally. By the way, they even had a banner fly, a plane flying a banner over. This is Trump Country at Camden County Republicans. Great time over there. So the final episode of MASH aired on Saturday. Well, February 28th, back in the day. I don't know if it was 1983. For some reason, that's sticking in my mind. Could have been before that.
That would have been Friday then.
The 28th was, yeah, you're right, Friday.
Sleep year.
Friday.
Yeah.
Thank you, Chuck.
Yeah.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you, Dan. So, that was the all-time ratings grabber of any show other than Super Bowls. Per capita, I don't know if it still is. I mean, it was just incredible, that audience. It was, I wouldn't put it in my top 5 or 10 final episodes. So today, just hit us, and we're aware of spoiler alerts, so we probably won't take one that's within the last year or so. What should we make the over-under, 5 years, something like that? I'll take one of them off the board just to be safe. Breaking Bad has, I'm not sure if it's the best ever, but it's a really good final episode. It does settle everything.
One thing I noticed, a trend for current TV shows, Breaking Bad broke the trend, but the finale isn't the most shocking event of the series anymore. It's usually the second to last episode.
Yes.
And then the final episode is kind of a epilogue.
Yes. That's a good, I think that's the case, yes.
And I like that. I kind of like that about, because I think maybe The Wire was one of the first to do it with their finale. It was just a very satisfying finale. Nothing shocking or crazy happened, but we kind of just, you know, it kind of set the stage moving forward of what the characters would be doing.
You're right. The one before is where, because of the blow up of the whole thing, yeah, everybody got blown up.
Mm-hmm.
But you saw them in the last one, what they were doing, those that moved on, those that survived.
Yeah, so I'll take The Wire off the board. I love The Wire finale. It's a different kind of finale. There's no, like, shocking, yeah, no nuts thing going on, but I think it was a great finale.
And the scene with Dominic West in the end, you know, the guy that's going to be, the main character's going to be let out.
Yeah.
In the bar is unbelievable. That's mm-hmm. cop stuff. I think that's what cops would be doing.
Yeah, yeah. It's, right. It's just a fantastic ending.
I'll take Breaking Bad, and I'll take The Sopranos. I like The Sopranos. I like what happened, that everybody thought their TV went black or whatever. I like the fact that they didn't really do anything there. They left you believing what would happen to Tony Soprano. I think it gets attacked mercilessly. I think it's a good finale. All right, 855-839-1210. So, Side, at the end of the day, at the end of your call, just hit us with your best episode ever. That's a finale, the final of a series. 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. You just push #1210. I still predict tomorrow Bernie Sanders is going to have the command of delegates. Joe Biden is going to be winning in states that Democrats can't win anyhow. You know, so, boy, wait till we get to Pennsylvania. How many Scranton references will this guy make? God, the arrogance. Thank you, Chuck. Okay, it's Dom time. Good Monday, everyone. Welcome in. Big week. Super Tuesday clears a lot of things out, and we're going to have great people on breaking it down along with us. But 855-839-1210, you get in. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, you just push #1210. I think what we're going to see is, even though he can stay in, he has the money, God knows what, you're going to see Bloomberg come out of this diminished even more after what we've seen in the debates. Now, some of it's early voting, so he'd probably do decently. And Elizabeth Warren is staying in because what surfaced is a memo from the Warren people about how they want to throw this to a brokered convention. So her mission is to stay in and take away from Bernie Sanders so that Bernie cannot clear the decks here before the end of the... Yes, Joe just gave me this, too, hot off the line. Breaking news. I saw
this. Very important.
That Judge Judy is going to end after 25 years, and her new show will be called Judy Justice in the Works.
Oh, so she's not getting off TV. She's just changing the name of her show.
Well, yeah, and I don't understand.
No, but the establishment is ending. Judge Judy, the show.
Right.
So if I said, the Dom Giordano program's ending next week.
Right.
But Dom Giordano is coming back with a show called Dom Time. And the Dom Giordano program is really not ending, is it? It's just rebranding.
Right, well, the Jerry Springer show ended, and now it's Judge Jerry. Is anyone watching Judge Jerry?
Gosh, Joe's very much the showbiz desk. Oh, his lights were going off in there. I heard lights going, and Joe racing in with this. Well, sort of racing in. He was walking in with it. I was going to use that for an out question. I'm working that up, Joe. If you think of a good out question around Judge Judy, $47 million a year. Just think of the wasteland of what's on daytime TV. Oh, my God. All right. So 855-839-1210 will get you on board. Today is the birthday of Dr. Seuss. And today is a day in which the National Read Program, what is it? Read Across America program happens, right? Because Dr. Seuss, how many times have you seen The Cat in the Hat and everything else? And kids still love Dr. Seuss. They don't know about the idiots that are going after him. So I'm reading this piece at NJ.com. The guy's an educator. The headline is, "Should Dr. Seuss Be a Victim of Our Cancel Culture?" And the guy ends up at the end by saying, no, he shouldn't be. But we're well on the way to seeing even such a major player as Dr. Seuss be a victim of this. There are many schools now that Dr. Seuss is almost on the ban list, along with Huckleberry Finn and things like that. Just think of the travesty of this on his birthday. He was born in 1904, and Dr. Seuss was a master propagandist against the Japanese and Germans. He took his cartooning skills, his drawing skills, to that during World War II, which made me like him even more. I would argue Dr. Seuss might be one of the one, two, or three best examples at how far the cancel culture has gone. You can't read Huckleberry Finn. It is the great American novel. You can't read the premier thing, guy who's made children delighted over the years, second to none, Dr. Seuss. Or it's coming to that. It's an endless stream of this revisionism. And this is the type of thing that has people upset in America. Now, Michael Bloomberg apparently doesn't get that. Here's Bloomberg on 60 Minutes last night saying it's essentially, this is the deplorables again. He didn't get it said quite like Hillary. But he's talking to, I think it was Scott Pelley. Yeah, and he says that voters were wrong in 2016. They rebelled against the intelligentsia.
I have been training for this job for close to 20 years. There is nobody else running that has any management experience whatsoever in any of these things. But you have to have somebody that's been there, done that, and will do it right, and will guide us through the tough times, particularly day one.
What does the data today tell you about the voter that leads you to believe that you can win?
A few years ago, there was a revolution against the intelligentsia. People said, you know, those people, particularly on the coasts, are trying to tell us what to do. They wanted a change. That explains Donald Trump. Now, people seem to have changed. This cycle, people want stability.
Now, stability, he means intelligence. He means the coast. He means the very people that were revolted against. Could it be, because they're not that intelligent, could it be they have a lot of degrees and all the rest of it, but could it be they are just all in this little bubble together?
Now.
Now. Now.
Now.
Now.
Now.
Well, we're going to see about that. We're going to see. I cannot tell you how quickly the bloom has been off Bloomberg. I thought he was a force before just because of the money. The polling was indicated this was working. And it's been such a disaster that I don't think tomorrow he may not come in third even in some of these states. So spending all that money, 14 states, very hard for the others to cover 14 states. He should do rather well. But Biden is in his lane somehow or another. And I think tomorrow we could see Bloomberg seeing the end. And then he'll throw his money behind maybe Biden. Who knows? He hates Trump. He wants to beat Trump. But comments like this, he just can't mask his disdain for the average voter, the people that put President Trump in office. All right, coming up in a couple minutes, we're going to talk with Jody Della Barber, our contact down in South Philly. There's an update on the whole safe injection site or what they want to do next, and it involves Mayor Kenney. There's a bill that will be introduced in the State House today. Democrats on board with this, too, that would pretty much ensure no safe injection site in Philadelphia. I think it's got a better chance of passing in Harrisburg than it does in Philadelphia City Council. But the activists are still out there. If you missed Governor Ed Rendell with us last week, masterful job by Dan getting him on. That's up on podcast. I thought it was a really good interview. He apologized for the manner in which they went forward and did this. Now, all weekend, I had people behind the scenes asking me, well, where did they go next? I don't know where they try next, because if they go into a community of color next, how does that look, given they couldn't get it into South Philly? Do they just try it again to just not hold community meetings. There's going to be a community meeting, I believe, March 10th in South Philly that I'm going to go to. That ought to be unbelievable, in which they allegedly will answer all these questions and all. It's not over, though. These people don't give up, the activists particularly. They're not going to give up on this. And those of you saying it's about money, I understand that impulse. You got to understand, it's more than money. It's about control. It's about arrogance. It's about people who think they're holier than thou and they're going to do whatever they want. That's what it's about. And they got stopped this time. Okay, coming up, we'll talk to Jody. And our buddy Matt Rooney highlights a guy, a millennial columnist, writing at NJ.com, in which he blames millennials' inability to be home buying and their property tax woes on capitalism. Yep. On capitalism, not on government, but on capitalism. Love to get you in. Don't forget, at the end of your call, just hit us with that finale. What's the episode of a TV show that was unbelievable? By the way, stock markets move higher after a big swing in futures is a story that's happening this morning. We'll see how much higher it goes. We'll monitor that throughout the morning.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.